It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. It is the Grilling Guys. We are live at the lovely downtown WBBL 107.3 studios high atop the skyline of Grand Rapids. This is Barbecue Bob. I am sitting all alone this morning without my best friend, Jop, because this guy is in the hospital with his lovely wife who's having a technical procedure done, and prayers go out to Judy. And we're all concerned about the Jop, because anytime a family member has to go to the hospital, it just stinks. So we're missing you, Jop, but guess what, dude? That's over with, because you've been replaced. And I got to tell you, your replacement is drop-dead gorgeous. Good morning. We have Shasta here from Old World Olives Press from Rockford, Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, it's a great replacement. You know, I do love having Jop here in the studio, but gee whiz, to have somebody that's so fun to be around as you and all that in a bag of nuts, you know, that's great.
Thank you.
Well, today we are going to do pure Michigan grilling. And we're happy you joined us, because this show is just all about grilling. It's all about microbrewed beers, wines, anything from Michigan. So pure Michigan grilling is kind of what we're all about. And we want to talk about pure Michigan grilling as it relates to the upcoming games, the bowl games, and of course the big game, the Super Bowl. So what's on your plate for the Super Bowl? What are you going to be grilling? What's on your menu? How do you plan that Super Bowl party? We want to kind of delve into a little bit of that. But we also want to go into what's coming up in the grilling world. And what's coming up is, in terms of the Grilling Guys, here on February 11th, we're going to be out at Sobey Meats. We're going to do a live remote out there. Sobey's is a wonderful purveyor of fine meats, seafoods, and now they have veggies and all kinds of other stuff. But it's this huge store out on Remembrance, just off of Leonard. And they're coming on as a sponsor, and they're having a grand reopening because they've moved from down by Kinney on Remembrance to their new location. They have this huge new store, and they're going to have just a huge party, and that's going to be on the 11th of February. And then, of course, we've got the Hunt and Time Expo coming up, and that is going to be the 27th, 28th, and 29th of January. That we're doing at the Deltaplex. And I don't know, Shasta, do you ever go to the Hunt and Time Expo?
You know, occasionally.
Yeah?
Occasionally, I do.
I bet your husband would like it.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
And that's put on every year by Weller Auto. And Tom Antor, of course, is that's his show. But Weller Auto is the big sponsor there. The Grilling Guys will be there live. We're going to be grilling every day. And we're going to be broadcasting our show there that Saturday morning. So that's going to be fun. Gosh, we've just got all kinds of great venues popping up in front of us. But I want to get into a little bit of venison jerky for the game day. And I don't know, Shasta, we were talking before the show. You seem to kind of like venison, or jerky at least. I don't know. Do you eat venison jerky?
You know, typically not. I stay with the beef, but I'm open. My mind is open.
You said you stay with the beef butt?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, because that's a good roast.
Right. So I'm told.
Well, when it comes to jerky, you know, there's nothing like... Have you ever had fresh jerky right off the smoker?
You know, as a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, I did, from a place locally here in town.
Really?
Yeah. In whole different flavor
it
than
is.
What you buy in a package.
Yeah.
It is.
We were talking about Jack Link's earlier.
Yeah.
And I told you I met Jack when I was out in Wisconsin, and I... You know, he bought me a beer, actually, down in that the Lone Star in Minong, Wisconsin.
I'm sure it was only one.
It was. I'm not saying he was throwing his money around. But, you know, that's great jerky for packaged jerky.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And if you've ever walked into, I was out in a meat shop just a few months ago, And I walked in, and they were just pulling racks of jerky out of the smoker. I had to buy a bag.
Sure.
But as soon as I got in my car, I whipped one of those things out. And, you know, when it's fresh out of the smoker, just like sausage or anything that you're smoking, it's all puffed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful, the texture and the juice. And anyway, I could go on and on about jerky, but I want to tell you how to make it here in a little bit. But if you just tuned in, we are the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM every Saturday. We're here from 9 to 11, and we're just a crazy show about food, okay? We like to eat. We're a bunch of fat people on the radio. And we've let Skinny Shasta in with us this morning, so we look better.
But <All right.
laughs> we're also about healthy grilling, and, you know, Jop and I have been working hard at getting fit because, you know, we're just tired of looking in the mirrors and stuff. He looks in his mirror, I look in mine. We don't have, like, a joint mirror or anything.
That's good.
Weird like that. But my wife, my lovely wife, has just enrolled us in Snap Fitness. And that is very cool. So we're the whole family's kind of going at it. My kids are all, you know, high school and middle school and college and whatnot. They're still active in sports, and they're just fit as a fiddle. But we figured it'd be good for the off-season times for their various sports. If they had a gym that... The cool thing about Snap Fitness, and I guess this is going to turn into an infomercial, but I never realized, they just give you this card you wear. It's, you know, on a little... tether thing on your neck. What do you call that? What do you call those?
So you're loving working out.
They strap you to the machine.
Right.
And, you know, a lanyard. It's a little card, kind of like getting into Cumulus here.
Sure.
The card they won't give me. And you just swipe it on
no
the door.
I getting in today.
No, is that right? Yeah.
Right.
That's because...
the door's just open.
Yeah. Well.
Oh.
And, the cool thing is they give you this little card on a lanyard, and... Any time of the day, 24 hours, you can go in and work out. So no more excuses. So, oh, I missed the gym, honey.
Right. So you're going in at 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Probably not.
Who does that?
Oh, you know, shift workers.
Okay. Sure.
Guilt-ridden people who can't sleep. Maybe they got to go burn some calories off because they just ate 2 buckets of popcorn. I don't know. I know people that do that, actually.
Hey, the places, they're working. There are a lot of them around. So
that's right.
They're doing something
and
right.
And it's not huge, but they've got about every machine I need.
Right.
Because basically I'm going to do like the elliptical and then all the various little toner machines.
I'm really being nice to you this morning.
Yeah.
All the machines, I just envision... You
like
going
the milk machine, the pop
right.
machine.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, the tapper. anyway, coming up later on the show, we've got some cool stuff. We're going to talk about a few other grilling events we've got coming up in Michigan. We're going to talk about also next week, we're going to be interviewing Keith Nickel. And we're going to have to record it and have it on next Saturday's show because he's going to be at a bowl game next Saturday. We've got some cool new sponsors coming on. We want to talk about, and we want to talk about those people because they make the show possible for you. And, you know, it takes money to put radio on, and that's kind of the payback there. The wonderful thing about our economic system in this country is we still do things like that. We've got a really cool event coming up. I'm not going to tell you what it is till the, second hour. But you're going to want to stick around for the second hour because Jop and I are going to have so much fun. You're going to all want to come with us. So that's going to be a very excellent thing. We're going to get Mr. Fonger to give us some bowl game updates a little bit later. We our great producer here, Brian Fonger, is also involved with all the other big sports shows, the important shows on this station. He hangs out with the likes of Brett Bakita and Ray Bentley, so... we're lucky. We've got some good talent here, and we'll get the scoop off of his Facebook page. And if you're on Facebook, don't forget to like us. It's the Grilling Guys on Facebook, and we need friends. We're pretty desperate, so hit Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. A lot of great ways to connect with us, but we're going to give you lots of good reasons to do so. Stick around. We're the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.